This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is... Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, no, she didn't. We'll get into it.
That mean a lot right there.
And yeah.
I think she did, which is why we have the letter. So.
Those four little words mean a whole lot.
Oh, she so did it.
She so did it, huh?
We'll get into it in just a bit, but right now it is time for the prank phone call with the nephew. What you got for us today, Neff?
Your son peed in the pool.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Let me take some time one more time. I'm going to say that again. I said your son peed in the pool. Let's
Amen.
Go, Kendall. Amen.
Amen.
As you know, last year. Let's go, Kendall.
Hello?
Hello? I'm trying to reach. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm trying to reach Anastasia.
This is she.
How you doing, man? Listen, I'm Glenn, the lifeguard over here at the pool, here in the apartment complex.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a son named?
Yes, sir. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything is fine. I mean, a quick question, ma'am. We got a situation here with.
What's going on?
We're not going to be allowed to let him swim here at the pool in the complex anymore.
What?
We got
what
a.
What you mean?
Your son. I mean, he swims here pretty much every other day. You know, I'm always here seeing him swim, but it seems like is, you know, we've been trying to figure out who it is. Your son keep peeing in the pool.
Man, my son ain't peeing no pool.
Ma'am, I don't want to get into it with you. Your son is, we finally narrowed it down. Your son is the one that's peeing in the pool every day. And, you know, it's really a bad thing. We can't continue to keep letting him come over here. We got to ban him from the pool.
My son don't pee in no pool. We ain't nasty like that. Did you take them to be in the pool? Why the you gonna say it's my son in the pool?
Well, your son is the one that be making faces and stuff, and I know that's what he's doing. He in there peeing. Your son is the one that's peeing in the pool.
You making faces?
He be making faces, so I know he in there peeing.
What that got to do with a? He can be making faces because pool cold or something. What the hell you gonna say he's in the pool because he making faces?
Man, I'm not gonna go
we
back.
We not nasty like that. I teach my kids better than that. He ain't in no pool.
Hey, lady, I'm not gonna. All I'm saying is he can't come over here and swim anymore. He's banned from the pool until we rectify this problem.
As long as I'm paying my when he gonna be in that pool and we don't in no pool, when he gonna be down there tomorrow? Matter of fact, I'm bringing all my kids to the pool.
No,
we
don't
all in that.
Ma'am, I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth with you. All I'm trying to tell you is this right here. Your son has been peeing in the pool. My boss wants me to ban him. If he's not the one, then we will allow him to come back later. But right now, we're singling people out, and your son, you know, it just seems like he's the one that's doing it.
What you say the name was?
My name is Glenn. I'm Glenn the lifeguard. That's who I am.
Now, what's your real name? Glenn what? Because the that I'm supposed to be calling me. You ain't got no business calling my
I'm not at liberty to give my last name. The bottom line is we
but
can't
you
have your
to
son
call
in the
phone.
What?
But you ain't liberty to call my phone, but you can't give me your whole name?
Okay, listen, all I'm supposed to do is call you and let you know that we banned your son from getting in the pool.
I don't give a what you talking about. You can't ban my son from playing the lifeguard. Get a real job, a summer job. Do you got a job at all? Calling my phone, you silly. You know what? You ain't about and you can't stop nobody from coming to the pool. And we gonna be down there tomorrow again. And if we did in the pool, do your job and clean that out.
Man, let me say this to you: if your son comes to the pool tomorrow and get in the pool, I'm snatching your son out of the pool.
I wish you would. You don't need a lifeguard. You snatch my son out of the pool. I wish you would. What time the pool open at 10 o'clock? We going to be there at 9:30. You got me up. Come on, you going to snatch my son out of the pool. You done lost your mind. Everybody be in the pool. You done lost your mind.
Hey, lady, the problem is son has been singled out. All the other kids are pointing at and saying he's the one that's doing it. Your son is the one that's peeing.
Whatever.
Okay. For right now, all I'm asking you is keep your son away from the pool for the next 2 weeks. If we find out that it's not him, we'll allow him to come back, okay?
He ain't staying away from no pool for 2 weeks, and if he do, he gonna come back and do some more pool. I'm gonna take him the whole 2 weeks worth of and go back to that. Talking about my son in the pool, you can tell by his face. You said, what your boss at? How the you supposed to be watching for life? You watch in the pool. You are lost your mind. You must not know who the you talking to. I will be down there tomorrow. Me and I will find my kids. And they don't get in the pool, too. Know who the
you're not
you
bringing
you
all
to.
Them kids over there, getting them in the pool. Let me tell you something. Don't you bring them kids over there and bring them in the pool. No, none of your children.
I don't give a what you say. You don't run your lifeguard. Get real.
Listen, lady, I'm not going to continue to go back and forth. I got one more thing I need to say to you, and I'm done, okay? One more thing, and I'm done.
You ain't got to say to me?
I do have one thing I do need to say to you.
What the you got to say to me?
I need to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your homeboy.
You. Get in your
hello?
I'm a kid. Look at this. Man, look at us. Nephew Tommy, man, you about to get this life going. Look at this pool. Y'all play too much. Y'all know y'all play too much. No, raise my blood pressure for nothing. I'm walking toward the pool now.
I thought you was coming to the pool tomorrow.
I was coming to the office today. And they still was opening the 5 o'clock office to tell me how to call my father, but my son in the pool. I was gonna come now.
Take care of them kids, baby. I got one more thing I got to ask you. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Give it to him. Okay, first of all, before I ask y'all some questions, give me my accolades. Give them to him. Give them to him. Round of applause.
King of pranks.
I especially like that one because I can relate to it. You know what
okay,
I mean?
And that leads me to my question, Jay. How many times, let's just say your adult life, that you have peed in the pool?
Oh, Tommy, every time I'm in there, I go to the pool. Tommy, I'm going.
Say that with your chest all puffed up.
I go to the pool just to pee.
Wait a minute. That's like it's a badge of honor. What is going on?
I go just, but the best place to pee is from the high dive. If you've ever peed from the high dive.
The triple Lindsay.
Is that an Olympic sport? Should it be
it
added,
should
Jay?
Be. It very well should be.
So, Shirley.
Yes.
Do ladies, like, not pee in the pool? I mean, I'm just asking. Okay, sure. Have you ever peed in the pool, Shirley?
Yeah, when I was younger. Yes, I did. Okay. Dang.
So Shirley, you ain't been 20 plus to now. Ain't never peed in the pool. Mm-mm. Shirley, no, stop.
As hard as it is to get out all wet and everything, it's just gross to me. I don't do it. I'm sorry.
You know what, Shirley? I feel like it's a hazard to get out and almost slip and fall and go all the way to the back. I think it's just a hazard.
Now, I'm with you, Tommy.
Now, what I've learned is not to pee in the pool, but when I get out and I'm walking around and water dripping on me, that's when you pee. You peed in. Okay, now the whole pavement, they're getting it.
I've never heard of that. Wow.
That is kind of nasty. But if they're smiling in the pool and not swimming, they're peeing, okay?
Yes.
It's a lot of chlorophyll in there. It's supposed to
kill all of that. Can you pee in the pool and look directly at somebody and have a conversation with them while you're doing it?
Yes, you can.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, oh, no, she didn't. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.